Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Ecclesiology on member-supported Restoration Radio. I am your host, Justin Eldracker, and as always, we are joined today by Father Luke Patrizzi. Welcome, Father. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you once again.
Yes, so in a previous episode, we talked about the different types of theological censures that the Church can impose, and the first of these is that of heresy. So today we're going to do a bit more of a deep dive into heresy, exactly what it means, and what are a bunch of the other terms that are used in association with heresy and heretics. So, Father, would you mind starting with a more extensive definition of what it means to be a heretic?
Yes. So, as we have said before, heresy is indeed a false doctrine considered according to the aspect of the doctrine itself that we call a heretical doctrine. It is some proposition that is contrary to a truth that is contained in divine revelation and either solemnly defined by the Church or at least taught as a matter of faith or morals in the universal ordinary magisterium, which we have defined before. So that is a heretical doctrine. One thing we should keep in mind here, and that is that there are multiple aspects to heresy. You have a heretical doctrine. You also have the sin of heresy. That is another aspect of this evil proposition, the offense committed against God by him who holds it. And finally, heresy is a delict. That is to say, it is a crime. That is a term which refers to a crime against canon law, a delict. So heresy is a doctrine. Heresy involves the commission of sin, and heresy is a crime against canon law. By analogy to the civil law, somebody committing a murder, for example, of course, commits a mortal sin against the fifth commandment and is also a felon before the civil law, and implies, which means that all kinds of different penalties are going to be applied to him, the death sentence or lengthy jail time, depending on whether or not he's convicted, some punishment, depending on whether or not he's convicted, perhaps lengthy jail time, perhaps capital punishment. Certainly, felons are deprived of various different rights due to having committed a grave crime against the society in which they live. So all of these apply to heresy as well, which is, in fact, in the moral order, heresy is an extremely grave sin, as we have mentioned before. In speaking of heresy, we say when we speak of a heretical proposition, we say that's heresy. That refers to the doctrine itself. We may also be talking about a grave sin, which is, of course, to knowingly and willingly adhere to a doctrine contrary to the faith. And here we are indeed talking about doctrines which deserve the technical theological censure of heresy. It's possible to commit other sins against the faith, even grave sins against the faith, by denying propositions which are not de fide. To deny a doctrine that is de fide, whether defined or not, is to commit the sin of heresy. Of course, all of the conditions of a mortal sin being present. So it is possible that somebody, through invincible ignorance, not sin at all in any way, in professing something that is objectively heretical. He may be ignorant, and it is key to understand that ignorance must, in order to excuse him from sin, any person who professes heresy but does not sin, in order to be excused, that ignorance must indeed be invincible. And by invincible ignorance, we mean ignorance that cannot be easily overcome for any number. There might be any number of reasons why ignorance, that person's ignorance in that particular case, might not be easy for him to overcome. He might be somehow severely handicapped, have some severe learning disability that makes it nearly impossible for him to even learn what most of the truths of the faith are, for example. You have to be pretty severely handicapped for that to be the case,
right?
But that is possible. It's possible they just simply never have received any education in his life, just has no idea, and is in good faith. But it is possible actually to sin in professing heresy because of ignorance that could easily be overcome. Somebody
sure.
who ought to know better and simply, for whatever reason, has not made the effort to learn what he needs to learn.
So going back to the murder analogy that you used before, could you...